You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IAS 2007, the fourth International AIDS Society conference on HIV pathogenesis, treatment, and prevention. Sydney, Australia, July 22nd through July 25th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. And I'm in Sydney, Australia at IAS 2007, one of the year's major HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these men and women who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. I will ask a few questions after their summary.
My name is Marcello Pinti, and I work as a postdoc at the University of Modena and Reggio Emilia, Italy. And we study, we perform a microarray analysis on samples of adipose tissues from patients with lipodystrophy in order to find the genes whose expression is modified after treatment with drugs for the treatment of HIV. And we perform an extensive analysis of about 12 samples of lipodystrophic patients compared to samples from healthy controls in order to find genes whose expression is modified. We find a group of genes of about 200 genes, and among them we have further analyzed 18 genes. And then we focused our attention on the role of some of them, because our genes that are whose protein are expressed in mitochondria. And it is well known that mitochondria are relevant for the onset of lipodystrophy. And in particular, we have shown that one of these genes, which is called LON, OPRSS15, is a gene that is probably important on the onset of this disease, because it has many different roles in mitochondria, and one of them is this protein is able to bind to mitochondrial DNA. And by the way, we have also shown and demonstrated that you treat cells, we use a cell model in vitro, when you treat cells with drugs used for in heart, you have changes in the expression of these genes that are due not to the simple depletion of mitochondrial DNA, as shown in many other papers during the last years, but is due mainly to the production of reactive oxygen species that are caused by, for example, D4T or stavudine.
And are they also caused by the newer medications? Because stavudine is not used that much anymore.
We have used stavudine as a model because it is known to be one of the drugs that has a higher impact on mitochondria, and that's the reason why we have used this drug. But now we plan to make the same experiment with other NRTI.
So what's the next steps here?
The next step is we want to try to see if the depletion, the artificial in vitro, of this protein can cause in the cells the same effect that we find when we have a chronic treatment of the patients with D4T. We use an in vitro model made by cells that are liposarcoma cell lines, so cells that are similar to adipose tissue.
Uh-huh. And what are the limitations of the study, do you think?
Till now is that the data that we have obtained regarding the ROS, the reactive oxygen species, are mainly are obtained in a cellular model, and so they are translating into the patients. I mean, we have to try to confirm some of these aspects.
Had this ever been done before?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IAS 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IAS2007.